Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I did that when I was tinkering with my jukebox. I hit two wires that probably shouldn't have been touched at the same time. I felt like warm water was flowing through my body.
She really got electrocuted.
And I pulled it back and I said, I suddenly feel sleepy.
Did you go to sleep?
I did.
You're like a Sour Patch Kid. First you're sour, then you're sweet.
Then you're late, then you're late. Anyway, it's
all true.
Mr. Governor, do you take a great interest in socks?
I love socks. I love the different, they have different links, which is the calf link, the ankle link, the no-see-um sock, which goes below the line of the sneaker that you have. That you have under the sock.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you and to yours. Excited to be here on The Mike O'Mara Show. We've got some wonderful things to talk about today, including a movie reco that I am super excited about. Also, I forgot about some of my bowling alley fun that I forgot to mention last week. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. That sounds to me like it might be our big announcement fanfare.
It is, Mike.
That's the big announcement fanfare?
It is.
Sounds like we're going to war.
Sounds like release the Kraken, but, or perhaps
is going it just to war going on and on? 42.
Yes.
Big announcement fanfare. That's very very exciting. All right. Enough of that. It's time for a big announcement on the Mike O'Mara Show. A big announcement from The Mike O'Mara Show. You've asked for it, you've demanded it, and now you've got it, ladies and gentlemen. That. Why is there a motorcycle?
It's exciting, Mike. People are revving their engines because they're so excited about what's to come.
Is that it?
Yes, Mike.
Was the motorcycle in the song or a separate?
No, it's separate.
It made sense. It felt like
that's
the
real
movie.
Motorcycle.
That's your motorcycle. Yeah,
that's my fat boy.
Yeah, and then there's the fanfare.
That's WAVA, right?
Yes, isn't it great? It's very.
Let's
exciting.
Introduce our winners. There they are. Yes, right. Start that from the beginning again.
Okay,
right?
Here we go.
All right, we're gonna go to Karen in Olney, Maryland, and ooh, she's our big power Porsche winner. I don't know what we did.
Stop that. That's no good.
I know. I remember I'll tell you one quick story before we get to the big announcement.
Okay.
I think it was a power Porsche. We're giving away a Porsche. And we did the old key game. The key game.
And you promoted it all summer.
Give away a key. They're only 12 keys, 24 keys, something like that. Maybe
105 keys, Mike.
Oh, 105 keys.
12 keys.
Okay. 105 keys. 105. It makes it funnier.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
105 keys.
Yes.
105 keys, and they all come to the station, and we line them up. And it was either a Porsche or another car. It was a car. We're giving away a car, and there's a box, and all the keys are included in the box. And then the day comes where we're like, oh, and the attitude for the show was, well, the whole show is going to be this. So everybody's kind of chill, really, because it's like,
because
we're
it's
just
a
gonna,
lot of like, who's going to win the Porsche?
It's going to, who's going to, that's going to be the content of our show for that day. And really, the powers that be on the show, day off with pay. That's the way we're looking at it, right? I mean, we're going to have to still flap our gums and make it exciting, but not a lot of brain power required and go, okay, what's your name? Where are you from? Right. Here's your key. Give it a try. We'll be back.
Four hours of crowd work.
Four hours of crowd work later. So then we do it, and we have the first person come in and try it, and it goes, nothing happens. Okay, let's bring our second person. This is 10 minutes into the show. What's your name? Becky. Becky, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. She sits down. 105 people at this particular moment, 103 people waiting in back of her, and she turns it over. The second person starts the car, and that was a little bit disappointing. But that's not why we're talking right now. I want to tell you about our big announcement. Do we have our big announcement fanfare? No, not the motorcycle.
Oh,
no,
you want the big motorcycle fanfare.
It gets started.
Yeah, okay.
There it is. That's the original big announcement fanfare. And we're here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is finally here. Just in time.
Wait. I'm sorry. What about that music and you go, Dateline, Washington, D.C.? Does that work?
You want me to do it that way?
Yeah, that'd be great. Because this almost feels like an old
Western. How about John Facenda? Hey, can you get the NFL music?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. And I'll do for how many years have people been clamoring for this, roughly? A year or so? 2 years? 3 years?
5 years.
5 years. Good. That's even better. That'll make it more dramatic, right? Let me get ready for my Facenda.
All right. All right.
I'm ready.
All right.
It was 5 years ago where listeners were missing products offered by the Mike O'Mara Show. Listeners clamoring for all the goodies associated with old-time radio promotion. It not a month, not a week, not a day would go by without some listener bitching about not having enough stuff. Because we've learned after years and years in the radio industry and then in the digital media age that Americans love stuff. And that's why turn the goddamn motorcycle off.
Sorry, I thought it called for it.
And that's why I'm here to And that's why I'm here to say, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we bring it back. It's here for you for the holidays. The TMOS store.
Oh, yes. Go do it.
At TMOSstore.com. There it is, right behind Oscar Santana, right there. The TMOS store, ladies and gentlemen. Turn that up a little bit, Rob, so I can hear it. There it is. It's the TMOS store. TMOSstore.com. Easy website to navigate. Easy to get to.
Woo!
Great.
Love it.
Great.
Fanfare.
Oh, the pumpkin.
Great prizes. And here's the thing.
Yes.
What I like when I go to one of my favorite restaurants, I don't like a Cheesecake Factory menu.
No.
I like a limited menu with really good stuff. And so this list of items was curated and dynamic. When I say dynamic, that means subject to change at any time. You never know when certain limited edition items will come your way. But we are very, very pleased with what is being offered for sale this season, and we're excited about it. Let's start with the fabulous. Well, play the music. Go ahead.
Okay.
It's like working with someone who's mentally challenged. First of all, there it is. It's a brand new coffee mug. Now listen, the O'Maras have ordered two of these for Mama and for Papa.
Aww.
Perhaps I should have ordered a third for my son when he drinks hot cocoa. But no, it's 95 degrees down here, so he doesn't need that. But there it is. That is our legacy logo.
It works with cold beverages as well, Mike.
It does. But and that's the nice thing about cups. You put something new in one day, and you put something different
in another day. The nice thing about cups.
Dishwasher safe.
This wonderful gift. Enjoy it yourself. Send it out to your friends. The TMOS coffee mug holds 12. How many ounces does it contain, Oscar?
12 ounces. 12 ounces
of
laughter.
Of your favorite fluid.
I'm not 100%
sure. Put some coffee in it and sneak a little booze in every day of my life. It's the TMOS Legacy Coffee Mug. There it is for you, available at TMOSstore.com. Enjoy it. Moving right along, you asked for it. You demanded it. It's the TMOS T-shirt with the Legacy logo. There it is for you. Quite
beautiful.
Simple, but those are the ones you said you wanted.
Right.
You like those. And since we stopped selling them or giving them away, you have said to us that we sure wish we could get a new one. Well, you can. There it is in 100% cotton.
Yes.
A delightful TMOS store, TMOS logo, Harris Heritage T-shirt.
Classic fit, comfortable, super soft, blended
variety
with cotton.
Of sizes.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
There's variety of sizes. There's sizes, and then there's, for those ladies out there that want a V-neck lady shirt, it's coming this next week.
That's exciting.
Oh, that's great.
Make sure
that's
it's sourced correctly.
Now, and you know, guys that want V-necks, too.
They're for lady shirt.
Don't exclude anybody, Oscar. It's a new era.
All right. Moving right along, the TMOS hoodie. Is that's my favorite. That's my favorite right there. I love that because
keep yourself warm.
Well, you know,
when
down
you're
here, that's the perfect.
Did you say keep yourself warm while you're crying?
Yes, or weeping, probably better.
Look, all these products are available right now at TMOSstore.com, and you can get them right now while we're talking to you. Yeah. And really get your Christmas gift list
Best gift ready to go.
Oh my God,
order
so
now.
Good.
Would it be? Am I going out on a limb when I say if you order now, you can get them for Christmas? Is that true?
True.
Good. Okay, so there's the hoodie. I like them down here because it's a medium weight hoodie where, you know, for those of you in northern climes, you can wear that under a jacket. For
so
me,
true.
That's my parka.
What right size there. Are you getting this year?
I'm getting double X. I'm getting double X.
What would you have gotten 2 years ago?
3X minimum.
Minimum.
And by the way, I could get an XL. I'm getting the double XL first to see, and if it's too big, I'll get the XL. I have lost over 60 pounds, so I have to wait. Thank you.
Have you ever been a 4X? Because we offer 4Xs, and you're on.
I have never been a 4X, but if you are a 4X and you want to order one, order away. And by the way, if you're somebody who is not that large, but you like to have a big, bulky hoodie like the kids like, I think that's a wonderful idea.
If you've got long legs and a short torso, we've got that as well.
That's it. Enjoy yourself with that one, all right? Moving right along. I've lost my place. Put the next slide up, Mac. There's the Mike O'Meara. Now, this is my favorite. I have had a round TMOS sticker on my car forever that will be coming off of my car because I will be putting up the Legacy logo sticker.
Yes.
Show it on your car. Put it on your skateboard. Put it on your lunchbox. I don't care where you put it, but show the colors. Show the colors of the Mike O'Meara Show. We are excited about that. Now,
right on your laptop as well.
Oh, great.
One of the nice things about the TMOS store is that we are going to have specialty runs, and we are going to have limited edition runs. And I have to be honest with you, it's not the highest priced item on there. As a matter of fact, it's one of the lowest priced items. But one of the most exciting things for me, it brought a tear to my eyes when we came up with this next limited edition item. This is the TMOS Don't Get Happy Society sticker. Look at that. That is an exclusive club right there, and it says, let me tell you what that says when you put it on your car. What it tells you is that no matter what great things happen in your day, in your week, in your month, in your year, you maintain the mantra of don't get happy. Because if you get too happy, the tsunami of negative energy will come your way. So you put that on your car, you go into a casino, you come back out with a $1,500 jackpot hit, you look at that sticker, and you say, next time, I'm going to lose our child's inheritance. That's the philosophy.
Yeah.
And by the way, that is the official logo of the Don't Get Happy Society. It is two pyramid-type structures that are more like mountains.
Yes.
Yes.
And the sun in between the mountains. I cannot tell you at this particular time what significance the logo has.
I can tell you, Mike.
Thank you, Rob. Perhaps you can make it up as we go.
That sun is setting.
The sun is setting. That is perfect for the Don't Get Happy Society.
And the mountains are Maine.
Right.
Yes.
Now, we'd like to sell. Are you ready?
Cadillac Mountain.
We'd like to... That's not how Cadillac looks.
It looks exactly like that, as I recall.
No, it looks like a Canadian Rocky, which, by the way, was something we did at American University with a lady named Gina, which was about as fun as it gets. I won't go into details on a family-oriented show right now.
Hmm.
But the Don't Get Happy Society sticker priced affordably at $5.
Yeah. They're That's almost it. Sold out.
When you buy that, you show your love for the show, and you show that you are a show insider, and yes. you get it. It's like, yeah. what does that mean? And listen, people are going to ask you that question. They're going to see that sticker, and they go, mm-hmm. don't get happy, society. What does that mean? And when they ask that, and they will, this is what you do. You look at them in the eye and do exactly this. Let me zoom in.
Hold yeah.
a second. All right?
Do exactly
when they say,
this.
When they say that to you, all right? All right, hold on a second. All right. Yeah, come down with the camera. Come on. Hey, Vinny. Vinny.
Oh, Vinny's on the floor today?
You. When they say that to you, they say, what does that mean? You go, and walk away. All right? That's what you do. You don't say anything to them. You don't explain it. You do not say anything. Now, if somebody asks you about the sticker, you go do a whole spiel on the show. But that Don't Get Happy Society sticker, what you do with that is you smile at them and look at them in the eye like they are the biggest idiot you have ever seen in your life. And shake your head and then get into your car. Maybe yes. chuckling the whole time you're
yeah,
driving away.
Of course. Yeah.
And then maybe another look over your shoulder as you're driving away where you're driving away and you go, oh, God. What a dope. So there it is, right there. And speaking of driving, how about yes. this segue, huh? No. How about this? Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the Mike O'Mara Show key tag. There it is!
Yes!
A die-cut yep. rubber key tag.
It's a beautiful synthetic material that we're not quite sure, depending on the weight of your keys, as to whether it would float if you happen to be involved in a serious crash of some kind. But it is durable, and that's the important thing. It's durable, and it's non-smelling. Non-smelling. I don't care if your pockets in your pants smell like cadaver juice. You take that keychain out of your pocket, and there it'll be free of odor.
Mm. Mike,
free of odor claimed by Mike O'Mara, not necessarily validated by the Food and Drug Administration.
With those rounded edges, I can tell you this: it is certainly pocket friendly. You ever have a keychain that is uncomfortable in your pocket? It's the worst
thing
in the world.
Oh, the TCB metal keychain that just
so
sticks to your balls?
Yes, pointy.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Those are, and look for, when I said the dynamic, now you can turn the music off now.
Okay.
We can start with the show. Mac, you can send the slide away. One more shot. There it is, the TMOSstore.com.
Bam.
Go to it today. We'd really like to have a wonderful success with this enterprise. Oscar Santana, Steve Kelsey put a tremendous amount of effort into it.
Another wonderful listener, David Panarelli.
Panarelli.
He was kind of.
David Panarelli, he's a good boy and he like to make the Sunday gravy. I
don't know. He helped with a little, some expertise on the bulk ordering and the adjustment of shipping prices, etc.
Wonderful.
So well, it takes a village.
Takes a village, and it's really nice. It's easy, and it's something that our listeners have wanted, and we wanted to give it to you, and we waited a long time to get it right, and thank you for that. So, wonderful news.
The scene changer.
And action.
And action. And scene. Very, very happy to do this. Very exciting. I'm
happy you ordered something from your own store.
I ordered let me see, the two hoodies, two t-shirts, two mugs, and two stickers with the Legacy logo, and
That's
two
cool.
stickers with the Don't Get Happy Society.
Yeah.
And I will be replacing, I have a little TMOS sticker and a big TMOS sticker on my car, and I will be replacing both those stickers with it today. As a matter of fact, I'm doing a deep clean on my automobile today, the inside. I have been challenged by getting that film that I always thought was due to cigarette smoke
yeah.
on the inside of a car to get that right. And I bought the little triangle
with
the handle
bar.
That gets
yeah,
in
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And then I sprayed the gook in there and it smears and it doesn't get it right. So I got to crawl in there, contort my body.
Well, I don't know what makes that film.
I don't either. I really, it's just
I've always
dust.
Found that Windex is the most effective. But it's
that
hard.
That is what I should try.
It is hard
Windex
because your windshield is tilted down away from you. Yeah. So you kind of have to spray up. It's not easy to clean the inside of a windshield, but
no,
try Windex.
Windex is, I'll try it. What
Why
I
wouldn't
think
you
is,
try Windex to start?
Because I get
the most
glass.
Obvious thing.
I go into an auto store and I get automobile glass cleaner.
Oh, I didn't know there was a difference.
Well, you know what also the difference works, is Mike? Petroleum oil.
Got it.
Or if like there's not like non-petroleum oil.
You know, it'd be great, Mike, if you could use it and you could save a few dollars is vinegar
right.
and newspapers.
It's exciting. TMOSstore.com, ladies
do
and gentlemen.
It. Do it. Do it now.
So, I'll be doing that. Now, can I give you a movie recommendation?
Please.
Because when I went to this movie in my living room, I didn't expect it. As a matter of fact, to the point where I'm like, oh, Carla, God, no, I don't want to. Come on. We sat down. I think the movie is a little over 2 hours long. It is a long movie.
They all are now.
And man, oh, man, oh, man, get the awards polished. Get them ready. The movie is, is it Netflix? I think it's Netflix. Of course it is. And it's called Naiad. About Diana Nyad, the marathon swimmer from a few years back, who was an old lady who swam all the way from Cuba to Key West, Florida. I expected nothing out of this, but Annette Bening and Jodie Foster are so engaging in this film that I didn't just like it, I loved it. I love the story. I love the quirky nature of this woman who would not give up. It's fantastic. Yes, Oscar.
I'm so, I'm completely ignorant. Did she fall off a boat, or was she trying to escape?
No, it was
communism. What happened?
No, it was. It was
technically she might have fallen off a boat.
It was an exhibition of swimming prowess. I believe she also didn't she also swim the English Channel later on?
Yeah, that was nothing for her. Yeah. But she was known
she's
as
a professional swimmer.
Right.
Professional marathon swimmer who had a long and illustrious career. Worked for as a sports broadcaster for, I think, ABC for a number of years as well. And was a documented quirk personality. Just a kind of a weird, narcissistic personality type that was. And
Played by Bening?
She's played by Annette Bening, and Annette Bening does this transformation. And I like it. Look, when I see a movie like this, I like them to make an effort to match the look of the actress with the look of the real person. And they did a great job of making Annette Bening look like this lady and Jodie Foster look like her longtime, I think former girlfriend and now friend who's just totally devoted to her. And man, it just, and then about halfway through this film, I discover that she's going to do the final swim when she's my age, 64. Amazing amount of time, like 48 hours in the water, straight, daytime, nighttime, all that she endured. And it is, you just wouldn't think it would be compelling because I think that we remember her from that time in the early 2000s when she was doing this, but it's a better story than even most people knew. And if you want to see something that makes you feel really good, which God Almighty knows we need that today, check it out. And if they don't give a nomination to both of them, they're shortchanging because I think Annette Bening and Jodie Foster deserve nominations for this movie. It's that good.
So Carla picked it out because Carla doesn't even like movies.
Carla was just like, I said, you want to watch that? So why don't we watch that? Oh, I don't know. I was whining a little bit. And I dove in and everything. I was in a, you might call this unusual. I was in one of my don't get happy spots this week and I wanted to watch pure horror. You know, the worst slasher films you can possibly say. That's
without knowing the ending of Naiad, it could have made your wish.
Yeah,
it could.
Still married to Warren Beatty.
That's amazing. That's a real true, especially with a swordsman of Warren Beatty's caliber.
He literally played Dick Tracy.
And yeah. he's they're both, you know, a little long in the tooth now. And it's just, man, look, by the way, Annette Bening has a resume. When you go back to American Beauty and Annette Bening with yes. Kevin Spacey plays the real estate wife of, which is, she's amazing in that.
Yeah. She was the original Karen.
Yeah, she was the original Karen.
Wasn't
and
she
an
in
amazing
Bugsy?
Job. She was in Bugsy with Warren
Long
Beatty.
Long time
also.
Ago, yeah.
I didn't like that movie. I didn't think Warren Beatty was the right guy to play Bugsy Siegel. I just didn't think there was anything about him that reminded me of
But
Bugsy
I think
Siegel.
He financed it, so he got to pick who he played.
Well, but Warren Beatty would be Warren Beatty no matter what he did,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. Any role that you had. Not that,
That was the lady in The American President. She was play the first lady.
Phenomenal movie.
Yeah, great.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal actress.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know this lady.
Limited filmography, really.
Also in Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks and plays comedy as well. She's she's amazing. But this, I think you're going to see. Now, even if it's a feature film, doesn't matter if it's on Netflix or whatever, you can get nominated for a feature
film. They changed the rules, that you don't even... It used to be you needed to be like 1 week on a big screen to be nominated. But I think the rules have changed.
All right.
Definitely a working actress. Jeez.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's just great. And Jodie Foster's great, too. Jodie Foster
is
a chameleon and changes her stripes all the time. And the getting back to what
Postcards
I was going to say.
Postcards from the Edge?
Was she in what? No, that's Carrie Fisher, isn't it?
That's probably what Annette Bening has got.
Well, she's probably played a supporting role. I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
What supporting role would she have played? She was a major star at that particular time.
I'm
going to
look right now. I'll
because she,
know.
Postcards
That's
from
Meryl Streep and Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, I can pass on Regarding Henry. I'll tell you that much.
Is that Meryl Streep and Carrie Fisher?
Yeah, I think it is because it kind
Carrie
of
Fisher play herself.
Let me look.
No. Carrie Fisher.
Annette Bening played Evelyn Ames.
Of course she did.
That is.
No, it was the Debbie Reynolds story about her and her daughter. So. I don't think Carrie Fisher played herself.
Debbie Reynolds. Fisher was Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah, daughter. But I don't think she played herself in that movie, Postcards from the Edge.
Who's all right? Go look up Postcards from the Edge.
I'm here now. I'm over here now.
Who are the roles?
Meryl Streep, Suzanne Vale, Shirley MacLaine, Doris Mann.
Oh,
Dennis Quaid, Jack Faulkner, Gene Hackman, Lowell Kolchak.
I got the wrong movie.
Okay,
I think I got the wrong movie.
What, Postcards from the Edge, I was thinking that was about the relationship between Debbie Reynolds and her daughter, right? But
What's
Postcards
it about,
from the Edge.
Oscar?
A substance-addicted actress tries to look for the bright side, even though she is forced to move back with her mother and to avoid unemployment.
So
I think
it is
both
that?
Of you.
Yeah, I think it is the Carrie Fisher story.
And who plays Carrie Fisher?
Probably
well,
that Veiled.
Well, it says nothing about Carrie Fisher here at
well,
all.
Well, it's a Veiled biography. You said someone in the top of the list named Veil?
Yes.
I think that would probably be her.
This is Susan Vale. Meryl Streep played Susan Vale. I've never seen this movie. This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
All right. Well, Naiad is the movie I want you to check out. I think you'll get a kick out of it. It really
Sorry
is.
For derailing everybody.
No, here's the thing. What I learned from that is that when you're talking about overachievers.
Here we go.
Yeah,
sorry.
Go ahead.
I have trivia. Debbie Reynolds reportedly wanted to play the role of Doris Mann, loosely based on herself. However, director Mike Nichols personally requested Shirley MacLaine. Boom, bam. You both were right.
Which ended up being a great call. Meryl Streep. Was Meryl Streep in it?
Yes.
Meryl Streep plays Carrie Fisher.
That's it. Okay. Very good.
There you go.
I forgot how long ago it was that she could
Long time ago. That's why we forgot.
Yeah.
The thing you learn about watching this movie, Naiad, and I think this exists in... overachievers from a wide spectrum of activities. There has to be a degree of narcissism to be successful. Mm-hmm. That narcissism can manifest itself in many different ways. And ultimately, the Diana Naiad narcissism is just so perfectly displayed to the point where they walk it right up to the edge where you want to hate her.
Yeah.
And then she had a reckoning and owned it and owned her behavior and owned. And then it ends up being just so cool.
Shark
because
attack.
Because people, what's that?
Shark attack.
Yeah.
Really?
You talk about in the movie?
No, was that the reckoning?
No. Oh. No. But the reckoning was the way she dealt with people.
Got it. Oh, yeah. That's why it resonates with you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like full circle. It's like looking in a mirror. I can't wait to see the film. No?
I don't think that's what he was talking about.
Well, no, maybe to a degree. The age does, and maybe because I've modified who I am later in my career to a degree.
And you go swimming.
Yeah. You're like a Sour Patch Kid.
What?
What?
First you're sour, then you're sweet.
Then you're late, then you're late. But anyway, it's...
all true.
All true. All true.
So new from Brock's, Mike. It's late gummies.
Late gummies.
Tardy gummies.
Tardy gummies. Very, very good. Before we go to break, I like to get all these things out of the way.
Yes, please.
Out of the way. I did. I've been really focused on doing household tasks. I took my blowtorch out on the patio and burned weeds, and I figured out what the problem was. I thought that it was getting too close. The heat from the blowtorch gets on the screen and melts it.
Yes.
It's so hot, it melts it. And I got, if you go out along the left side of my patio and you look at the screen, which is called the cage down here.
Yeah, the screen down. Your lanai, your screen in the lanai.
Yeah. Lanai.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I always think, because I think the world is a smaller place, that lanai is a foreign concept for
people.
You've
educated us.
Kuehiwa.
Yes.
Kuehinahamanimani lanai. Lanaihiwa. But anyway, I did it. I moved the furniture, the plastic furniture that we have. Carla reminded me to do that. And
That would also be in danger if you had a blowtorch.
Yeah, well, I think there are a couple of spots on all the screen along the left side where you could come up with a finger right now and go pink and put a hole right through it. Because pink, because I've melted it to that, I've burned it to that degree.
Is the furniture any shorter than it was?
No, the furniture I've stayed away from, but there's one really area that I've got pavers.
Yes.
And then a plastic seam that's like a drain.
Oh, no.
And the weeds were coming up through the plastic seam, and I tanked that. I didn't melt it, but it's discolored. And
I remember the last time you got the torch, and it has a name, doesn't it? The torch has like a brand name, I recall.
It's right here.
You started a fire under a paver, did you not? Do you remember this, Oscar?
I wasn't here for that episode. I just remember that he had a blowtorch.
Right. And I think he went out and he was, clearing the weeds that grow up between the pavers.
Yeah.
And he gave one a particularly good blast. And then there was like a lingering fire under the paver for a while.
Why do we burn them down?
Because it's easier.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought it is. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That looks good.
Yeah.
I don't know why you burn them. And what about just like Roundup?
Well, Roundup kills bees. All the nature people hate Roundup because they say that's why we have a bee shortage.
Is Mike a nature guy?
Well, no, but I think maybe they're trying to overall get rid of Roundup because it's a very severe poison.
Mike, are you anti-Roundup? Or are you just
because
like...
I used it and then I've used vinegar and then I've used... and then I went online to see how you get rid of those... pesky weeds, and I'm
in between the pavers.
Yeah,
this is called the Quani. Quani,
I remember
how
that.
How I love you, how I want you.
It's very cool.
Now, so here is the this is the lighter feature. Here you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then you have a little release here. Where
does
you
it hook up to
the...
a white propane tank like
yes,
a grill wood? Okay.
Yes, it does. You can eat, and then if you once you open the little thing.
Yes.
You squeeze the trigger, and then it really blasts it. And it's
so if the trigger isn't squeezed, it's just like a little pilot light up front, and then you give it the juice.
But what's amazing with this, last week, I didn't tell you about this, out by the pool, I was floating in the pool in a little chaise lounge chair that floats.
Yes.
And a couple of members of the Manson family broke into my house. And once that happened, there was a lady with a gun firing it all over the place. I went into the garage and got this.
And I flamethrowered her ass.
Mike, when you were in the pool in the Chaise Lounge, weren't you running lines against a tape recorder?
No, I was actually listening to music. He's not running lines then. He's drunk.
Oh, I thought he was.
He's drunk on margaritas. I'm a bigger connoisseur of Once Upon a Time in America than you are. I've watched it 150 times. Mm-hmm. And he ends up blowtorching her with a flamethrower that he got from a movie he was in.
Now, did you not, am I right in assuming that one of the last times you used it, you started a lingering fire under a paver with that?
It burned under the paver, and the heat came up through the other side, onto the other side, and that's when the hole went right through. But I think that the hole went right through the screen. I think the overall temperature. You got to be real careful with this.
Sure.
You burn everything. And I thought at one point when I was burning right up next to the house that I might catch the house on fire, but it didn't work out.
Well,
that
that's good that that didn't
And then
happen.
The weeds stay away for a long time, but they're still there. I don't think the pavers were put in the right way.
You know, you should have used that somehow for Halloween, like with trick-or-treaters. You could have scared the hell out of them with that.
Yeah, that way. What could possibly go wrong with
that
particular thing?
Well, you don't get close. You just, get near them and give them a squirt of fire.
They can't control the radius for melting plastic. You think he's going to control melting kids' costumes?
Well, the plastic stays still. The kids will have the good sense to run.
But the radius, I did control this last time out. I controlled the radius. That's the whole issue.
It just takes a couple reps.
It takes a little more time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that because you know me. I like to get things done fast, 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 yeah. Like Mr. Wolf.
And it's a good toy. You have to admit, it's a good toy.
And listen, this is not a toy, Rob.
Okay.
It's a professional tool work.
Yeah. If you consider this a toy, someone's going to get hurt.
Yes.
Exactly. Screens are going to melt.
So true.
And then the last item, I'm trying desperately to not throw money at problems. I am trying to take care of things on my own. And there are a number of these things that I think I can accomplish, and there are numbers that I can't, but I'm going to try anyway. Mm. You remember when you were in here and you were putting together the studio? Do you remember that big rack we had up here in the garage?
Yeah,
it was
rack.
A nice rack.
Had it fallen from the ceiling when you were here?
It was starting to fall.
Okay, there's an area over there. I don't know if I can handle that part. I don't know if I'm skilled enough to do it. The first thing is take everything off the top and then try to reattach it. We'll see what happens. But getting back to my household project, over the weekend, I had taken my recliner power chair, one of my prized possessions in the world, a power recliner. Mm-hmm. You've seen them. They have buttons. And the power recliner has a power pack.
Did you win this, Mike? Did you win this when they gave away the Power Porsche?
No.
It was the Power Recliner?
No, this is a very nice, smaller-ish Power Recliner, and it is my Archie Bunker chair.
This is the one where you crushed your iPhone in.
This is the one I crushed my one of them I did. It might have been a previous model.
Got it.
And I've really made an effort to keep this thing going, but about 3-4 weeks ago, the power pack, I was moving the chair, getting some golf ball green markers, ball markers that had slid down into it, and I lifted it up. And when I came back down on it, the leg of the chair had rested on top of the power pack, and I didn't know that. And so when I sat in the chair, I heard crack, and when it went crack, the top of the power pack came off. And I was looking at a circuit board. So the inner workings of it. Flash forward to house cleaning day. And on house cleaning day, someone, not me, moved my chair again over this time what is probably a serious fire hazard.
Right.
The circuit board. And it stopped working. Over the weekend, I said, I leaned over it. And it was seated in the plastic. I pressed down on it. And the little LED came on. I said, well, that's all there is. And then I put it down and went to recline. Nothing. I look over, LED out. Lean over, press it down, LED comes on. And to make a long story short, I finally decided that I would take the LED out, the circuit board out, and take a look at it. I'm not a bright person. So
I can't believe you took it out. That's crazy.
When you take that out and you put it in your hand,
you get an electrical shock because the you didn't unplug it.
Oh,
I didn't unplug
my.
It.
Oh dear!
And I put it, you know, with all the solder and the thing on my hand, and that hurt. And then,
how bad was it? Did you feel sleepy afterwards?
No, not that bad. I dropped it really quickly.
Did you feel sleepy?
Well, I did that when I was tinkering with my jukebox. I hit two wires that probably shouldn't have been touched at the same time, and before I realized pain, I felt like warm water was flowing through my body.
She really got electrocuted.
And I pulled it back, and I said, "Ah!" And Carrie says, "Are you okay?" I said, "I suddenly feel sleepy." So, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Did you go to sleep?
I did.
Well, I knew then that's the best solution for everything.
Yeah, yeah, just, you know, take the maybe a final nap.
Are you sleep the, it off? The final nap.
You sleep it off, Robbie. I'll see you on the other side.
Go visit your grandparents.
So I took it, I unplugged it this time.
Okay,
then I placed it in my hand again, and it still shocked me. It has a little battery pack in it, too.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Or maybe I imagined it. Maybe it was just a sharp bomb.
It's got a capacitor.
Oh, thank you.
It's what, Mac?
It's a capacitor.
That
stores
burned,
power.
That shocked me again?
Yeah.
And so even when it's unplugged, it can shock?
It can, yes.
Well, thank you. Wish you'd come over from Virginia.
Hot chair burn, baby.
Hot term. So then I placed it back, and I was mindful that if I'm testing it again outside of the plastic, I will hold it on the sides and not underneath.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have rubber gloves for electrical work? Rubber gloves?
Because I really avoid electrical work. Then I plugged it in because I thought I had it working, and I was going to adjust the chair, and I placed the circuit board on just a little metal bar going across the recliner, and it went sparks,
metal.
Everything. And I looked over, and I'd fried the circuit board. Ah. Round about this time, my 10-year-old comes out and said, "Dad, what are you doing?" "I'm trying to fix it. I think I fried the circuit board. I think we're going to have to get a repair person out or replace the recliner because I'm not going to pay for the repair."
Yeah.
And my son looks at me, and this is the tone I get most of the time now. "Dad."
Yes.
"Dad." "Dad," he says, "Dad, you can get that online easily, Dad."
Yeah.
And within 5 minutes, I had put a product number on Google, and what popped up was a photograph of the exact same power supply.
The internet, yes.
Yeah, internet.
And the $26 fee, it arrived yesterday. I plugged it in. Bliss. Salute to my son.
Look at that.
Salute to my son.
I'm
learning. Life is a learning experience.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the way it goes. Thank you.
When you pried the circuit board, did your house smell like bumper cars?
No, it wasn't. You are picturing like I Love Lucy, where it's like, it's just a little fits.
It just
burns. You said there
was
sparks and smoke. I just
there were sparks and a little smoke, but it was not like you're envisioning where the skeleton shows inside the body and everything you watched growing up on television.
That would be awesome if Michael came in and saw your silhouette.
I'm going,
like Homer Simpson.
We'll take a break when we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
That's fun, right?
We will be doing the roundtable, some very interesting stuff, including great advice from a legendary actor that we can all take to heart. We'll do that. Lots more coming up right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Relive and preserve your cherished memories with Legacy Box. Safely digitize your family's precious moments. It's so easy. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS for an exclusive 40% discount. They handle over 15 types of analog media, including VHS tapes, Super 8mm film reels, photo negatives, and even cave drawings.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. As the world's largest digitizer with a decade of experience, Legacy Box has helped over 1 million families relive special moments, from weddings to Christmases to beach trips to school plays, and, of course, the Feast of the Seven Fishes on Christmas Eve, which also includes anchovies, whiting, lobster, sardines, dried salt cod, smelts, eels, squid, octopus, shrimp, mussels, and clams. Yummy, yummy, love in my tummy.
So good.
Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 40%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Legacybox.com/TMOS. Yours sounded better yesterday.
Okay.
Like five things that have to be done during the show. Five things.
He's wearing a TMOS sweatshirt.
Thank you. Here's a little advice from Arnold Schwarzenegger on how to start your day. When you wake him in the morning, the most important thing to do is, according to Arnold, not think.
Mm.
Oh.
God, do I agree with that? My mind in the morning when I first wake up is... Before you engage your brain, he says, you should engage your body in some physical activity. Are you ready for the quote?
Yes.
Don't think when you get up because stupid stuff comes into your mind, the negative stuff. Just roll out of bed, get on your bike. And start riding the bike and work out and do something physical. And then afterward, you'll feel like much better about yourself and about the world, the way you look at the world and everything like that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Your endorphins start moving.
Yeah.
And then you basically get this like exercise high before you can get your lows.
That's what I did. Get up this morning. Did an intellectual exercise prepping this show, and then got up, got Winslow out of his crate, took him outside, did a full walk, walked out to the front of the house, got the trash barrels, and moved them out to the street, and then took him to school, and gave my wife a needed break from her drudgery that she's been doing for days and days and days.
That's sweet.
When Arnold talks about physical activity first thing in the morning, does he mention the housekeeper?
The housekeeper, and then you get up in the morning and you go down and you bang on the laundry room dryer and things and all the good stuff. And you say, Maria, I'm going downstairs to work on my socks when I'm really not working on socks at all. And then I'm going to take my Hummer out to drive it to the tank. And then the tank, I will ride in the tank and do the things.
Mr. Governor, do you take a great interest in socks?
I love socks. I love the different, they have different links, which is the calf link, the ankle link, the no-see-um sock, which goes below the line of the sneaker that you have under the sock.
You like Argyle socks?
I like Argyle's nice festive polo patterns on the dress shoes meets the loafers that I wear. I also like good, hearty work boots that I wear and army boots that I wear when I'm pretending to be a soldier in the Austrian army. And then I wear, sometimes when I'm going down to Rodeo Drive, I'll just wear ski boots and clank, clank, clank down the aisles of the different stores that they have in California.
So you like socks?
Danke.
Bitter.
A lot of people, sometimes I just read a story because I'm interested and it captures my interest and I don't know why. I'm not proud that this did, but it's a story floating around that although a lot of people were devastated by Matthew Perry's death, apparently it's hitting Jennifer Aniston the hardest and friends are worried. Now, part of me says, okay, I could understand that. Another part is, well, let's say that the most famous of the group is the most affected because that sells papers,
exactly.
Which it probably does. So I take no ownership of the credibility of this. I'm just the messenger. A source says, quote, a source.
Yes.
Who knows? Source says, quote, Jen is probably the one who is struggling most acutely. It is the second massive loss in less than a year, with the one-year anniversary of her dad's death just around the corner. She still hasn't fully regained her footing from that, and now this has just completely knocked her off her feet. Well, I got news for you. With knocked off her feet, she's doing great work, has one of the most successful shows on television, and F you if you're lying about that. If you're not... Who knows? But apparently she's trying to regroup and recover. I think they've all been rocked. I think you've seen pictures of them, and I think they were all close to him.
Yeah.
And I think regardless of his addictions, he was somebody who was a nice person.
You lose a friend.
And nice to work around. So that's why they're banged up about
this. Well, I think Jennifer Aniston has really hit hard because she wanted to have him on the show on UBA Plus with Alex Levy. the streaming show, the interview show.
Rob.
And so, you know, that's another one gone. And the producer can't get it.
What is the name? Is it After Hours with Alex Levy?
If this was like Charlie Chaplin dying or Groucho, you would be like moved to tears. But since it's a modern star, you mock and you almost feel joy. You look at the look on your
smarmy, smirky face. Not at all.
You're a monster, and people don't realize
you are a monster.
Well, I might be a monster, but you know what? I'm just trying to keep it current.
Yeah, keep it current. Michael Strahan, is that current enough for you?
Yeah, I like him. Yes.
He won't be waking up with America this week. A spokesperson for GMA, Good Morning America, tells ET that the 51-year-old co-host won't appear on the ABC morning show this week. Michael Strahan will not be with us this week as he is dealing with some personal family matters. According to the spokesperson, we appreciate everyone's thoughts and concerns. The former New York Giant player last appeared on GMA on October 26th. During his absence from the morning show, Strahan also has not appeared on Fox's NFL Sunday, where he typically serves as an analyst. I thought I saw him last week on NFL Sunday. I don't know. Have either one of you heard anything about what might be
going on with Strahan? I read this headline and then I read the story.
Any of your ESPN buddies know anything
about this? It screams of the Inquirer type of headline.
Yeah.
But it's everywhere. So I just can't get a grip on it because I took a deep dive. And by the way, you know who would get to the bottom of this, Mike? Alex Unfiltered.
Yeah.
From UBA Plus.
Yeah, it's on Streamer. Alex Levy. She's a good news person.
I'm not caught up with the recent episode.
They wouldn't give this one to Bradley.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
You are.
What's Bradley's last name?
Jackson.
He's so excited.
Well, Mike, she's the evening anchor at UBA. Jackson. Yeah.
Bradley Jackson.
Oh, big show for Bradley. Zero filters right here. Big show.
Big.
Really?
Yeah.
Big show.
All right. I'm excited. That's good.
And her deadbeat brother.
Oh, that again? Guy.
He's a mess.
Again rears his ugly head.
He rears his ugly head.
Yeah. Well, that's her big scandal. That he was, an insurrectionist. There you go. By the way, was there ever a trial that was more suited for television cameras than when Donald Trump took the stand? Yeah. I mean, and we have to hear the recount from the talking head reporters. I mean, all you hear is just the way people interpreted it. I'd love to see what's happening if he's fighting with the judge. I mean, that's television.
I know.
What's wrong with people?
How dare they?
We should have a blanket rule, not the ye old rule, that television cameras. Yeah, really. The television cameras ought to be. What are you eating? What is that?
Oh, it's got to be Halloween candy.
I knew, M&M's. Is that peanut M&M's?
Yeah.
There you go.
He's getting his protein, Mike.
Well, this is good for Oscar. Maintaining a healthy heart might be the secret to staying young. According to a new study, researchers working with the American Heart Association discovered that following the AHA's Life Essential 8 checklist. Do you know about this, Rob?
I don't.
This could help someone slow their aging by as much as 6 years. And I have decided that I will hit the dinger for everyone that I've done.
Okay.
All right. So these are the essential eight. Number one is eat better. That goes without saying. You boys trying to eat better, are you?
Huh? Always.
Huh? Yeah, we have to.
All right, always. Number two, be more active. I am more active than I was a year ago, 100%. That includes my regular sport, which is not all that active, but playing outside with my son, with the football, is something I do a lot of. I can do better. I can do more. I can get back on that bike. I can do more walking.
You could run laps with him.
That will never happen.
I need to get back to the gym, so I can't ding on that. Sorry.
Number three is quit tobacco. That's good for me. Did it a long time ago.
There you go.
Number four, and that speaks to today. We have a busy schedule today on the show, and I've got a busy day after that, and I've got a busy week in general, and I will tell you, the fallback has benefited me like you would not believe. Mm-hmm. I am in bed earlier, I'm getting to sleep earlier, and I'm sleeping better. I don't know whether that's because spring forward, fall back, whatever, but I'm trying to do that, so I have to give a ding
better sleep
for that
one. In Florida,
one
it's getting dark, what, at like noon?
Noon, 12 noon every day. Let me see, number five, well, there it is, manage weight.
Hi, everybody. Thanks to modern medicine.
He better manage his weight. Right?
Yeah, it does. And it, you know, any way possible, I found a way, and it's working for me, and I'm excited about that. I had my blood work done 2 weeks ago. The next one is control cholesterol. I have controlled that through exercise and through diet, and also I am medicated for it, and it is fantastic, as good as it's ever been for me. Number seven, here it is again, manage blood sugar. Managing blood sugar is, that's how the keys to prolonging your life. And number eight is manage blood pressure. All eight I have done. I have done all.
Mike, come back.
No, I've done.
Fix your glasses. That's great.
I've done all eight.
How do you feel? Do you feel better?
You know what I think? Of all the things I talk about with that list, can I tell you what I think is best?
Yeah.
Please.
What's best is sleep. I think it takes us a long time to process it and to realize how important it is. But, man, a great night's sleep now, when I get it, I can feel it. And usually I don't. I don't want to take drugs for it. I take drugs for everything else. I don't want to take drugs to sleep. But if it were to get me 7 hours a night, 7.5, 8 hours a night,
you know, I never understood people that are like, I can't take a drug for that. And I'm not, and this is not.
Well, I worry that it'll make me all logy the next day, Oscar. That's what it is.
I think it does initially, but then you just basically build a tolerance to it and
I was on occasional Ambien for a long time.
You flipped your car.
And, I was off it before that. That's okay. Because Ambien is a stress on your liver, so I was not allowed to take it anymore. I agree with Mike. I think that if you become dependent on a sleep drug, it's very bad for you. Because you need to be able to just sleep. The body's designed to work right. So you sleep when you sleep and then you wake up. But
if you treat your body right in the first place.
Yeah, the sleep is important. And Mike, I also agree with that list about keeping your blood sugar good and high. I think that's also important.
Keeping good and high.
Body is a wonderland. Daytona green.
Finally, today, a flock of swans that grew from a gift nearly 70 years ago from Queen Elizabeth has been rounded up in Florida to ensure they all are healthy. On Tuesday, there were 50 swans collected in Lakeland, Florida. I know Lakeland because it's one of my go-to evacuation destinations.
Oh, okay.
If we get a hurricane down here, it's just east of Tampa. Park Supervisor Steve Williams said the birds are a cherished part of the city, and they're getting their physicals. The roundup each fall enables veterinarians to conduct the physicals of the city-owned swan with those scheduled for Wednesday morning. So they're going to happen tomorrow, and you haven't lived until you've given a large swan a prostate exam.
Oh,
yes, sirree. Mean birds, I've heard.
Yeah, I've got an egg over here.
Beautiful, but mean.
And, I don't care for them.
I'm not.
Or geese.
Well, they're beautiful to look at. They really. They're calling a geese a swan. They're not related. The geese are just poop machines.
Large waterfowl. Yeah.
Thank you. We have to take a break. We'll be right back, everybody. Ah, yes. There's a touch of Thanksgiving magic in the air. Yesterday, I bought the traditional O'Mara House 4-pack of pumpkin spice toilet paper. Blessings. It's time to treat yourself, so why not try a complimentary virtual skin consultation or a self-care appointment at DermGlowSkin.com. Grab Carla's Beauty Bundle, 11 travel-size products that give you the perfect skincare routine for the morning and the night. It's on sale right now.
Good time.
$60. Get it at DermGlowSkin.com. Carla's Travel Kits, perfect for hitting the road or as a great sampling of Carla's skincare products. DermGlow ships everywhere and features Afterpay, so make the pampering esthetician a part of your self-love journey. Be like our proud partner, Washington Senators legendary outfielder, the Capital Punisher, Frank Howard. Hondo, who was 6'7", always used DermGlow to stay lovely right up to the day he died, which was last week. Jesus, you are extra monster today.
I found out. I didn't realize that Hondo had passed. It's very sad.
Rest in peace, Frank Howard. And thank you to DermGlow Skin. Oscar was in today. I'm not sure what kind of sleep he got the night before, but he was talking about cutting out
or cutting down based on the deliveries they get at their house, cutting down on some of the healthy products that are coming to his door.
Do you all get your groceries delivered?
No.
No, right?
I don't, no.
No.
I get them delivered by Carla O'Mara from Derm Glow Skin.
Got it.
And Frank Howard.
It's interesting because my
By the way, are your lights all on in your studio? Are they all on? Yeah, your light. Your particular light.
All my lights are on.
Okay, just checking.
Why, do I look like I'm in the dark?
Yes.
Interesting.
Might be where you are on my screen.
Mac, why don't you open the iris on this camera, if you don't mind?
Sure thing.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You sound excited to do that. Not at all.
Sure thing.
So,
Family Dollar irises.
I've mentioned that the grocery delivery service that I think it's Peapod, whatever it is. I think it's Amazon Fresh. Who knows? My wife takes care. She takes care of the ordering. That's why we all eat grapes and granola all the time.
Oh, look right now.
And it's worked. Look, I've probably lost 25 pounds, 30 pounds in the last year.
Good for you.
Awesome. Great. I'm over it. Because what happens is they deliver it at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. I feel bad for the delivery people.
Is that when you choose to receive it? Are you allowed to?
Shannon has a window from 6 to 12. I think it's like that's when they come. I will step outside and always check every bag for a hole where a rat or two might have gotten into to whatever leavings, if there happens to be cheese in there.
So you've had that experience before?
Enough times to be skeeved out, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty common in the city dwelling.
Oh, how nasty. Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine living in a world where you're like, I have to check my bags for rats.
That sucks. City. That's it's a million city. Neighborhoods in every city in America. Probably.
I'm okay with checking the trash can for rats.
Mm-hmm.
Not the bag of groceries. With, by the way, the dozens of grapes my beautiful wife orders for the parfaits. And grapes, if you've seen them, kids, I don't know if you do your grocery shopping, they have little perfrated windows so the produce can breathe.
Perfect for a snout to get in.
Yes.
Yes, I get it.
Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mike, you know what the size of those snouts. Holes are? The size of those holes is they're exactly the size of one tail.
One tail. Yeah. Well, yeah. The rat so can just lean in, and it's it's like a glory hole for grape eating.
This last time,
exactly,
there was a nibble on one of the grape bags. So I was all right.
Don't they carry horrible disease too?
Yes.
No, grapes are fine.
And then I pick up. This used to be whole production, like bags and gloves and all kinds of things. But now I'm so desensitized. I pick up the bag. I see that a rat has got into it because we didn't wake up till 9 a.m. Shame on us. And there's a little nibble on just one coating of like one little layer of the grape. Like it's always chipped off. You just see the rat teeth just nibbled into the grape.
So how do you handle that?
I said, Shan, we got to throw the whole lot out. Like, just throw it in the dumpster. Like, forget about the groceries.
All the grapes.
And there are eight tins of grapes. Like, eight little, like,
they're
those
plastic
guys you
containers,
buy.
Yeah. Probably yes. One quart.
And she said, why would you do that? I said,
it's probably got feces.
We're not doing this. Like, plague. this is not human.
Plague.
We're not doing this. She goes, just take off half of the branch of those grapes and then we'll eat the rest.
I have a question. My question is this. With that, you're certainly not the only neighborhood in the city that has food delivery. You're certainly not the only neighborhood that has rats.
I would rather a homeless man get to our food before the rats.
Let me ask my question. Is there any kind of drop box or container that you can put on your stoop that people might own? Like a,
like
to keep vermin out.
Used to have for milkmen.
Like the milk container.
Yeah. They would come and put
is
it
there
in
anything
box.
Where
it's like you're speaking my language.
Okay.
The city won't let, the old Georgetown board won't allow you to have just a little box outside your house. And look, this is city problems. We can go to the grocery store. Fine. But we do have that little alleyway between my neighbor's house and our house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had a locksmith come out to see if I could get like a boop, boop, like an ADT swipe for that little gate. So we could actually put a box in there for all our deliveries.
That's very smart.
Which is pretty smart, I think, right? Because I'm certainly not going to let the delivery man come into my house. You know how sometimes you can let him do that?
Right.
And see me in my underwear on the couch.
Yeah.
So that's not going to work because it's not like I can hide anywhere.
Not if the delivery lady is like the taxi cab driver in Pulp Fiction that takes Bruce Willis from the boxing match. Now, if she was the delivery lady.
You know. Yeah, but it's always just, you know.
Hello, Bruce.
It's always some young buck.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he'd be like, where's the lady at the house?
I'm confused. You can't have it on your stoop.
No, not in Georgetown.
You have a gate. I've never been to his home. You have a gate that opens.
It's not impressive.
I know, but you've always said that. It's a gate that leads Rob's up been. To your stairs,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And does the delivery driver...
The stairs are exposed to the street.
Yeah, the gate is between. Imagine a little alley between two houses.
Yeah,
that was meant for for horses to go to the back of the home.
And that's got a gate.
That's got a gate.
Yeah,
that's where our trash cans are.
All right, but it's not going to change. And then you could put a box in there, right?
I looked into it. It's cost prohibitive.
Okay. All right.
Because they got a wire through the historic brick, Mike. The historic brick.
But do the rats have access to the gate?
My neighbor is when he's got like a feud with all the rats in the neighborhood.
Well, nobody likes
he's
rats.
He's on a group text.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They keep chewing through his trash can.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, just get the metal trash cans. He goes, I don't know if they'll take the metal trash cans.
Really?
And then we get into the
sanitation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. I just don't want, I'd rather have junk food. I've never seen a rat tear through a Cool Ranch Dorito bag, right? They'll get through the brown paper bag that they deliver your Amazon Fresh in.
Yeah.
But they won't get through the cellophane of the Cool Ranch Dorito.
Because bag. The sealed preservative-laden foodstuffs inside those bags are impenetrable with those. Well, I'm sure a rat could get. What about the rat in New York City with the slice of pizza? That's not healthy food.
That was a union rat.
Don't they eat everything, though? Don't they really eat everything?
Yeah, but if they can't smell everything. It, they're not going to eat it. That's
no,
why they
disagree.
Have you ever seen a Pringles tin with a rat hole in it? No.
I guarantee there are. I guarantee that it doesn't matter what's put on your stoop, and that has nothing to do with what you're saying is, I know what you'd like to do. You would like to leave Podville, stop at Taco Bell, and bring a bag home.
No, I don't want that.
Okay.
I want to click the little button on the Amazon recurring delivery for the family snack packs, where you can order from the Utes company, or you can order from
Utes guys.
You can order from the Frito Lay family.
Sure.
Where you have when we were kids, I'm sure your son does he get a bag of chips on the way to school?
My son has a cardboard box with chips galore in it.
That's what I want. Your son's got the setup I want. He wants the setup I want. That's all I want.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
is that too much to ask?
No, you go to the gym periodically, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And right downstairs.
Okay, that's cool. You should.
How
do
dare
that.
They?
It's the rat thing grosses me out. I mean, so totally grosses me out.
Well, threw all the grapes out. I said, "I'm sorry, Shannon. I'm going executive order.
You know,
we're not eating these rat grapes.
No, because maybe they might. Where? Who knows? Where their little
where they crawled around?
Their little rat weenie beaters. Who knows where put their talons on them?
Or their
you know?
Feet?
Yeah, you know, it might be a female thing. There is a story in my family, rather legendary, that my mom was having. This is early in the marriage. I was little. She was having some folks over for dinner, and she was making meatloaf. And she went upstairs. Our kitchen was in the basement in this house, tiny house. And she had the back door open because it would get hot in the kitchen. And she came back down, and there was a feral cat on our counter nibbling at the meatloaf before it had been baked. And she didn't have anything else to serve, so she reformed the meatloaf, baked it, and served it anyway.
Yeah.
And afterwards, she told everyone that, you know, a cat had been eating this meatloaf, and she still receives grief from it, and we make references.
But nobody got sick.
Nobody got sick, but she was okay with it. I wouldn't have been okay with that. Shannon's okay with the grapes being pruned out. I wouldn't be okay with that. That's like someone who throws away one piece of moldy bread.
Yeah, but you just confirm that no one got sick with your little meatloaf story.
No, but what I'm saying is that Shannon and my mom are in agreement as to saving it.
Okay, I'll ask you this.
All right.
When I see mold on cheese,
right,
out.
Same here.
See you effing later.
Yeah. Can I reform Rob's story, though? please?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so back in the day, my mom used to cook for the family a lot.
Right.
And what was the relevance to having the kitchen downstairs? That's because where the location was. It was a door to the street?
Yeah, well, no, it was open to the backyard, which had
open
a forest,
to the backyard.
And that's where
so
the
she was down there
were,
making
right.
meatloaf, and she went upstairs for a moment to get some supplies and came back downstairs. And there was a feral cat on the counter eating the raw, uncooked meatloaf.
Right.
And she shooed the cat away and then reformed the meatloaf from where the cat had been eating it mm-hmm. and served it to the family. Later that night, two of my relatives went to the emergency room and one of them died.
Mike, you're missing the point. I'm saying that it might be a female thing versus a male thing.
I think it's a Southern Maryland thing.
Ah, could be.
No, I'm teasing. I think she
might
doesn't
be
want to
generational.
Waste I don't want to waste things either. You're talking to a guy who, you know, was probably fed like food that was just way too overdue because my mom didn't believe in the sell-by date.
We ate things, the eggs.
Yes.
The eggs in our home.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I would eat scrambled eggs that were delivered at St. Patrick's Day, and I would eat them on Christmas Eve. That's exactly how it went in my house.
Do eggs go bad?
Of course.
No, they actually naturally hard boil. What happens
I don't
after
know.
A long time?
My What's mom, the average shelf life of an egg? I really don't know.
6 months.
Yeah, maybe okay. a little less. I
no,
remember
what
my
would
mom.
It be? What would it be?
About a month, I think.
A month. Okay.
A month. Well, the date's on the package.
Mm-hmm. You check it don't out. You throw away the package?
We'll be right back.
No, the package.
Fridges have little egg holders.
Yeah, that's true. Make a note of the date, a mental note.
This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. You know what time it is? It's time to update your wallet. Let me reach in and grab it real easy. By the way, this used to be a process. It's not anymore because I just reach in there and grab
Boom,
it.
Boom, bam.
There's the money clip right there from all the golf winnings. Right there.
Money man. Win another tournament, money man. All of that money will be turned into fresh eggs.
Mike, before you get to the rest of this wonderful spot for Groove Life,
uh-huh.
do you ever tip the beer cart?
We don't have a beer cart. We don't have a beer
cart. Okay.
Do I tip people at the Happy Valley?
I'm sure you do, but because there's a TikToker I follow that ranks and rates. She guesses what the guys are going to tip by the way they're dressed.
That's funny.
Oh, and then she sees if she's right or wrong?
And then she reveals it.
Is it accurate?
That's fantastic.
Because that makes it funny if it's accurate.
Spot on.
It's hysterical. And if she's been doing it a while, she probably knows exactly what it is. So this here, Groove Life belt that I'm holding up to you. It's a sleek, low-profile aluminum wallet that is engineered for everyday use. One thumb motion. Here you go. All right. Sorry. There it is.
Boom.
Thumb motion.
Bam.
Fans out up to 6 cards. Just like that, ladies and gentlemen. And it's fantastic. They have a 94-year no BS warranty. Plus, they just launched a new attachment, the Groove Wallet Go. It attaches to your iPhone 12, 13, or 14 by using innovative micro-suction technology. It gives you the ability to add another 3 cards plus cash. And don't forget, Groove Life makes the best belts in the world. I own 5 of them. That's the truth. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com slash TMOS. That's groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS. Off your order, just click the button on our website. It is that easy, ladies and gentlemen. Why Rob Spiewak?
As
you said when you came in here today, why do you believe, first of all, I know the answer myself, but I'll ask you, why do you think local news is scaring us?
I think that they are a little nervous that they, after all these years, they can't really shove COVID down our throat anymore, even though there's been a slight uptick.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are concerned or aware that we are a little bit deaf to their worries now because we've all dealt with it too. So I heard a phrase today that I was unfamiliar with when they tried to scare us. They say, watch out this fall for the triple-demic.
Because they're going to say that it's RSV.
Exactly.
The flu.
Yes.
And COVID. Now, I was vaccinated last week for COVID. Mm-hmm. I'm planning on going back this week for the flu or RSV, depending on what they say is the right order to do it in. I don't think it really matters. And then following week, I'll do RSV.
I didn't know there was an RSV
vaccine.
There is.
They do.
Yeah.
I didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
I will go
How
check
did you
that
not
out.
Know that?
I didn't know that.
Do you pursue your health? Take care of yourself, please, for the love
of God. Well,
I mean,
I'm boosted on COVID. I've got my flu shot.
Where did you get your booster for COVID?
My booster from COVID was at CVS.
CVS. They would have a sign up that says vaccinations for RSV and the flu.
Do you have your hepatitis B?
No, I don't have that one. I unfortunately don't have that one.
There are so many rusty nails.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, God forbid you eat a meatloaf that a cat ate.
Yeah.
You know, my mom's younger brother died from tetanus.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What?
He was in her village. He was 11 years old. He died because he stepped on a rusty nail.
And they didn't have any medicine for him.
No, and oh my God.
Who is this that passed away?
My mom had 10 brothers and sisters.
And one of them passed away because of tetanus.
Her little Fernando, that's my middle name, Fernando.
Mm-hmm. How sad that is.
Died when he was 11 because she says that my grandfather didn't believe that he was getting sick and didn't take him to the doctor.
God, how horrible.
Can you imagine?
How horrible for the whole family and your grandfather included in that. Oh, my God. That's terrible. But, I mean, that's crazy? The third world to a degree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. It's horrible.
Well, anyway, I will pursue
RSV. Hey, Rob, I'm really glad that affected you. Well, anyway.
Well, it did.
He's like, moving on.
You should watch this back.
Maybe I got
and be like, there was not even like a beat. You're like, all right, anyways.
I guess I am extra monstrous today. My apologies to those who I have offended.
How's working from home, Rob?
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. But I will look into this RSV, this vaccine. But do you think we really have to worry about a triple-demic? Or is this...
No.
We're all managing these, right?
I mean, we're going into the season. We're in the season, right?
His wife just had COVID.
Yeah, I know.
Have you been testing yourself regularly?
Yes, I am negative to this day.
Did she carry it to anybody else? Anybody else she know have it?
No, and she felt bad for about 6 hours. She had the mildest case I've ever seen. She was a little sniffly, and that's it. She didn't even have
weariness. You know what? Here's the thing, though. Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
Of course.
You sound like everybody down here that says the following, all right? It's just a cold. No,
Mike.
It's not just a cold. Well, hold on. I just want to make a correction here for those people that say that.
All right.
All right? There are lots of people that are underground now because of that little thing we had, all right? Mm-hmm. And everybody is different. Everybody. So just because your experience was mellow doesn't necessarily mean it's going to keep somebody out of the hospital. I don't believe in alarmism. I don't believe in underestimating the potential of getting one of these things, okay?
All right, let me rephrase what I said. Carrie had a fairly easy go of it, and we're very lucky. It doesn't happen with everybody that way. But,
we're in a better place where we're all, you know, majority of Americans are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And that lessens, was Carrie vaccinated?
Herd immunity.
Lessens the severity of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the same page, but I think you hear that, Rob, and I only share that with you, not to triple down on your wife having COVID. My parents had it. So you, from your own experience... You don't have to even buy into like the triple-demic.
Right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. Yeah.
Because it's not. Are they saying that all the time now? Or
it was one of the lead stories on the morning news that I watched this morning.
Iced tea can kill you tonight.
Yeah, but it's like, watch out for the triple-demic. And you know, you got to watch out for all of that stuff.
Rob, down here in South Florida, we I don't think we have to worry about them trying because they don't need that content. I think up around D.C. sometimes they might need that content. Down here... it's not funny, but you have to laugh sometimes where they went from the person that was stealing the Halloween candy that was caught in the park next door with the surveillance cameras, which everybody has, by the way, all the way to the last story. And it was a motorcyclist on the Cape Coral Bridge thrown off into the water. And you see... this motorcycle on its side and a boat, a bass boat that's going back to shore with a guy with a helmet on in a blanket. Yeah. It was funny. I'm
like
sorry.
They picked him out of the drink.
Oh, yeah. Down here.
Sounds like you've got a quadrademic down there.
Oh,
Mike.
We got a quadrademic of stupid down here is what we have.
Rob, I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yes.
Do you feel happier working from home?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, I can tell. I can absolutely tell. And
I'm happy for you.
And his skin is, and his teeth have never looked whiter. We have to take a break because you got your thing coming up, right?
Yeah, I got to whiten those buddies up.
Time.
We got to do it. Time. I'd like to do it like Bruce Buffer if I could. It's time!
Toy.
We need a new fight. What's the next big fight? I want to see a fight. I want to see a good MMA.
I'll get
fight.
Robert on the show. We'll figure it out.
Oh, please have him back on to talk about MMA. I'd like to know what's coming up during the holiday season.
That would
be fun. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, we mentioned it before. Going to mention it again. We have a big announcement. We made it today. We hope you'll be excited as we are. Introducing the exclusive source for official TMOS merchandise, the Mike O'Mara Show online store. Get over to TMOSstore.com. Do it right now. From legacy t-shirts and cozy hoodies to morning transforming coffee mugs, it's your one-stop shop to flaunt your TMOS passion. And if you're looking for holiday gifts, even better. For the TMOS fan in your life, there's no better place to shop than TMOSstore.com. Even if you're gifting yourself, we've got your back. We hand select everything from top tier quality and killer looks. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Check out our new Don't Get Happy Society stickers.
Yes.
You're going to love them. They're limited edition and get them before they're gone. We keep it fresh with new items added regularly. Stay ahead of the curve and be the envy of your TMOS crew. TMOSstore.com. The source for all things TMOS, official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. Oh, by the way, it supports the show. All happening at TMOSstore.com. We showed you all the items we had earlier in the show. If you come in late and you don't want to listen to this, go back and look at the items we have.
Yeah,
we got
rewind.
The hoodies, we got the t-shirts, we got the mugs, we got the stickers, we got the keychains. It's awesome. And now, Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Ah, yes. Hello. Flip it.
Flip side.
Very big show today, which puts us with a limited flip side today. So I'm just going to give you one tape. This will be our opener and our closer, but I saw it yesterday and I knew you had to see it. Pat Morita, you know the name, don't you?
Yeah, the Karate Kid.
Exactly. And before that, he played Arnold on Happy Days.
That's right.
And before that, many, many years ago, he was a stand-up comic.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was a stand-up comic, he was running with other stand-up comics. And he needed to buy a house, and he was a little short on money, so he approached his good friend, this is funny, Red Fox.
Okay.
Now, this is a good story, and I think the most magnificent thing is we get to hear Pat Morita do a really good Red Fox impression.
And there was a passing, right, of the Karate Kid instructor that trained Ralph Macchio.
Just
that's
recently,
probably why Pat Morita's in the news.
So anyway, remember with Pat Morita, he's not just Mr. Miyagi.
Explain to Red. Chance to buy a house, et cetera, et cetera. And escrow is going to close in 4 days. I'm $3,500 short, and I'll work it off. I'll pay you back any way I can, et cetera. So he said, $3,500. Ain't got no small change on me right now. But calls his secretary over with a thumb snap. He says, bring me my checkbook. So he's writing a check. Pat Morita, $3,500. And as he's writing, before he signs his name, he says, now look here. I don't want to hear about no papers, no payback, no interest, no IOU, no nothing. So you want to pay me back? I know you're going to make it one day, son. You do this for somebody. Never forgot it.
Wow.
Have done it. Fortunately, I got to that place he predicted I was going to get to, and have helped a few people.
Mike, that's all I got condition. For you today.
Man, what a great way to end
amazing.
The show.
Yeah,
I love it.
Jesus.
Awesome.
So cool.
Fantastic. And that's the way
and
it
ought to be. And a good mimic.
That's phenomenal Red Fox impersonation, too.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's it. We're out of show. Don't forget, today is a big day for us, debuting this store. You can get it at TMOSstore.com. Doesn't get easier than that. Please, we'd like to set some records today for our debut of our store. So get out there, get your stickers, get your hoodies, get your T-shirts, get your keychains. We really want to make this sale. So please, go for it. We need all the help we can get on this store. We rely on you, the passionate TMOS listeners. Thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, this is not a boat accident.
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
Yeah, boy!